This is KERA News. I'm Lauren Silverman. Most people love to hate cockroaches. Michael Bodan, a former exterminator in Dallas, he just loves them. Loves them so much, he earned the nickname Cockroach Dundee. As part of KERA's Breakthroughs Project, exploring the leading edge of health, science, and technology, we caught up with Bodan to figure out how the biggest roach in Dallas made him famous. 30 years ago, Michael Bodan came up with an idea for a contest that changed his life. He offered $1,000 in cash for the largest cockroach in Dallas.
Yeah, and here's the actual poster that I made.
Standing in what looks like a bug-themed art gallery in his East Dallas home, Bodan pulls out a black and white, Old West-style wanted poster with a drawing of a cockroach.
$1,000 reward, wanted dead or alive. I figured, why not? You know, in Texas, the bigger the better.
He handed out these posters, even tacked some on telephone poles. To Bodan's surprise, no one was really interested. So he contacted CNN. As soon as the TV segment went on air, remember, this was the 80s, his cockroach competition went viral.
And all of a sudden, I'm getting calls from all over Dallas, all over the world.
With people saying they have the biggest cockroach?
Well, yes. Cockroach hunters are like fishermen. They all brag, you know, they got the biggest one. So that was pretty funny.
The winners were three young women working at what was then Southwestern Bell. They found a cockroach just a hair shy of 2 inches long. There are thousands of species of roaches in the world. Some, like the Madagascar roaches Bodan still wears on his hat brim, are enormous. In the U.S., the smaller American and German cockroaches are more common. So this 2-inch bug was a big deal. A few weeks later, Bodan gets a call from NBC.
They said, would you like to bring the cockroach on the Tonight Show? And I took a big gulp and I says, you bet.
Would you welcome Michael Bodan?
Bodan goes on Johnny Carson wearing a camel-colored leather sports coat and snakeskin boots. He's carrying the 2-inch bug and also live cockroaches. He'd snuck them on the plane. That's not all. He gets Carson to put the cockroaches to sleep using dry ice.
Well, we certainly don't want to injure them.
No, they'll come back. Oh. They're going to come back to life.
You can hear them snoring now if you...
After Carson, Bodan became a famous exterminator. His Texas roaches went on exhibit at the Smithsonian in Washington, D.C. Later, he appeared on TV on Joan Rivers and Jay Leno. In 2000, he went on Ripley's Believe It or Not, volunteering to lay inside a coffin while they poured 1,000 live cockroaches on top of him.
As I'm coming down to jump in there, I hear people yelling, Roach Man, Roach Man.
For a humble Dallas pest control specialist with a degree in zoology, this was the dream. Bodan had always wanted to tell the world cool facts about cockroaches, like how they can move nearly 3.5 miles an hour, and one of their favorite foods is dog chow. So he took advantage of the attention, and he came up with another crazy cockroach contest, this one for the best-dressed roach.
Dressed up cockroaches.
What are they dressed up like?
Well, we have, there was Boys at the Beach, there was Liberace. There was Ross Perot and Marilyn Monroe.
Really? And people from around the world sent him dead, dried, dressed up cockroaches, and he saved some of them.
Let's see what's in this first box. I got about 3 or 4, no more.
Marilyn Monroe is a tiny stuffed figurine with silver stilettos and that iconic white dress blowing up in the wind. Her face is a golden cockroach.
Okay, here is Liberace now. He's sitting at the piano.
The diorama has a little brown roach head peeking out of his gold sequined jacket and white fur coat.
This was made by like a 65-year-old grandma.
Bodan ran the contest in cities like New York and Florida, offering $1,000 prizes. By the way, the vast majority of the creators were women. One woman, though, wasn't so impressed. His wife. To her dismay, Bodan refused to throw the cockroaches out. Instead, he opened a tiny museum in their old house, the Cockroach Hall of Fame.
I think I had a little Barnum & Bailey in me.
The Cockroach Hall of Fame attracted a few thousand visitors each year. Now that Bodan's retired and lives in a smaller house, he needs to find a new place to display his cockroach dioramas.
Maybe somebody hearing this program will say, I've got shelves, we can put this sucker up.
Yep. 30 years after the adventure began, the exterminator is still struggling to get rid of the roaches inside his own home. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.